This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. There's said to be only a few basic plot lines in the Western narrative tradition. What do storytellers do when technology makes old plots seem implausible? I mean, how do you do a story about star-crossed lovers like Romeo and Juliet when these days Juliet could text message Romeo, "Just napping, don't drink the poison"? How do you write a scene with a character talking on a mobile phone when you know, before it's even shot, that the next series of phones will be even smaller? How do you avoid technological obsolescence and refresh old plot lines in popular storytelling? Well, we've called two storytellers. Joining us from our studios at NPR West is Thomas Perry. He's written several novels about a Native American guide named Jane Whitefield who helps people take on new identities. His most recent novel is Runner. Mr. Perry, thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
And we're joined on the phone where she's in the middle of a production by Marty Noxon. She's a consulting producer for Mad Men. Marty, thanks for being back with us.
Oh, happy to be here.
Mad Men, of course, famously takes place at a Madison Avenue ad agency in the 1960s. Now,
right.
I'm going to assume it's safe to say that a large part of your writing staff might not have been around in the 1960s.
Right. It's true for the most part. You find yourself constantly wanting Don to reach for his cell phone or jump on the internet. And it's pretty sobering when you realize how different things have gotten so fast. Xerox wasn't around. So there's lots of plot opportunity with things like there's only one copy of something. It's hard to imagine now.
Mm. Tom Perry?
Yes.
Is it easier to do something from your point of view that's set in a vintage period? Because at least that's static. That's not changing. When you give someone a mobile phone in your story, a year from now, when that story's read, a mobile phone might be doing substantially different things.
Yes. That is something that I do consider. I do try to keep things from being too cutting edge. I really sort of want to make people feel comfortable. I want to make them feel like this is reality, and I think it helps.
Now, Tom, you... You published the first book in your Jane Whitefield franchise more than 10 years ago. Was it easier to write it 10 years ago? Has the pace of technology made it more difficult for you to keep up with things?
Well, actually, I've always thought that technology was a great opportunity to use the things that we have become used to in our lives and turn them into weapons of one sort or another. And I think it's necessary now as we do it. In my latest book, Runner, Jane does at a certain point decide to eavesdrop on some people, and what she uses is a simple electronic baby monitor. Well, that technology is very old, but people still use it.
Mm. So. Now, Marty Noxon, in the late 90s and early 2000s, you were a producer on Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
Well, that's right, yes.
Which is modern times, or contemporaneous universe, if we might put it that way. But did it help you that you could use the occult and monsters and magic, that sort of thing?
It's different than the book you're discussing because we didn't make it a world in which the viewer was seeing something that reflected their life. it was easy to do because, of course, there was the monster of the week and she was a vampire slayer. But cell phones, obviously, are something that most teenagers have, and we just never gave them to our characters, and we could get away with that, because having cell phones really would have been a real problematic for us in terms of characters being able to tip each other off to the monster right behind them, or so we just acted like they didn't exist.
Mm. And, of course, correct me if I'm wrong, Marty, but, I mean, a huge part of the success of Buffy the Vampire Slayer is, and for that matter, any other television show, is made possible by the reruns, by the fact that these things are shown for years thereafter.
I find, at least maybe it's true with the fantasy genre, that your audience is much more willing to go where you want them to go. I mean, even now those reruns are extremely popular. We never hear, well, why didn't they just call each other? I often find in television shows people show up to have conversations that they could easily make over the phone.
Oh, yes. Well, that's true of soap operas, right, where they're always, oh, I just came by to tell you that apparently it's going to be 62 and rainy tomorrow.
We do that all the time, though. We still do it. It's like, why in the world wouldn't that person just pick up the phone to tell them, small thing, which turns into a giant argument? But I think that there is the viewer is complicit in the agreement that some things will just go by the wayside.
Thomas Perry at NPR West, author of the Jane Whitefield series of novels, the most recent one, Runner, and Marty Noxon, consulting producer for AMC's series Mad Men. Thanks very much.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.